Part 3. Chapter 26. 9/11 and Global Warming Consensus. Since 9/11, in true Hegelian style, the promotion of the fake war on terror has allowed politicians to pass various laws and the make wars. The UK has had Regulation of Investigatory Powers Act, 2000. Serious Organised Crime and Police Act, 2005. Terrorism Act, 2006. Counter-Terrorism and Security Act, 2015. There have been wars, occupation of Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, Libya and elsewhere, and in the USA, the Patriot Act and the NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act, have come into force. Successful passing of these laws has been made possible through the use of the global trauma-based mind control. The events of 9/11 caused the trauma. Another form of trauma that has been induced in the general population is from the fear about alleged changes in the climate. Again, mass deception has been perpetrated. I wanted to include further a brief discussion of the global warming, climate change scam. I have written extensively about 9/11 research 110 and have seen in that work how establishing consensus is one of the main goals that needs to be achieved to propagate propaganda and lies, to close down questioning. In the climate change field, one example of consensus propaganda is the Agenda 21 document, which introduces concepts or sustainability. This talks about security of communities, etc. This has now been used as a concept in local propaganda, and certain cities are now being dubbed strong cities and smart cities, but it is completely undermined by a knowledge of what really happened on the 11th of September. 7/7 etc. That is, how can a city be safe if some group has the ability to turn buildings to dust and direct weather systems towards a given city? Funnily enough, Dr. David Ray Griffin, discussed in Chapter 12, is the author of several books skeptical of the official account of 9/11, has not been quite so skeptical about the alleged CO2 crisis. He is not a scientist, he is a theologian. Quoting from the 9/11 consensus website, we find David Griffin's 2015 book, Unprecedented, Can Civilization Survive the CO2 Crisis?, was reviewed as a great service to humanity, and was taken to the Paris Climate Summit in December by panel co-founder, Elizabeth Woodworth, who has just made, with a professional film producer, a 2016 video entitled A Climate Revolution for All. COP21, An Inside View. Griffin's book is featured for its section on mobilization. David Ray Griffin, as far as I am concerned, is part of the deception grid. COP21, the marriage of the terrorism and climate change scams. I also want to note the significance of the Paris Climate Conference, COP21, Conference of Parties took place between the 30th of November 2015 and the 12th of December 2015. From their website we read, the international political response to climate change began at the Rio Earth Summit in 1992. Where the Rio Convention included the adoption of the UN Framework on Climate Change, UNFCCC. This convention set out a framework for action aimed at stabilizing atmospheric concentrations of greenhouse gases, GHGs, to avoid dangerous anthropogenic interference with the climate system. The UNFCCC, which entered into force on the 21st of March 1994, now has a near-universal membership of 195 parties. Just before the conference, 13/14 November 2015 saw the alleged bombings and the deaths of over 100 people. Paris then went into lockdown. However, terrorist incident drills were going on at the same time as the events happened, just like they were on 7 July 2005, the date of the alleged bombings in London. I suggest that, to notch up the fear and trauma programming, and reduce any effects that skepticism might be having on the progress of the global governance and control agenda, what we experienced was the interlocking of two global psychological operations, in a major world capital. This was then blasted 24/7 across the world's media. To sear away any dissent and reinforce the previous decades-long programming. I have written more about this in my book Climate Change and Global Warming, Exposed.